Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha kakahiaka, and welcome to Nine High Times Talk Story Thursdays. My name is Crystal Kia Paul, and I am your show host for today. This is going to be our final episode of Talk Story Thursdays. It's our Ahui Ho session. There are just so many things going on in everyone's life that we cannot dedicate the time each and every week like we have been for this show. We've got health issues, senior, you know, citizens that we're having to care for. So our life has just evolved, and we're so sorry that we're not going to be able to be on with you guys every week. We're hoping that you will catch up with us on Facebook Live Chat, Periscope, Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, and all those kind of things. I figured I'd get all of this out of the way so then that way we can talk story and have some fun. Kaivi will be joining me if I can get us logged into the account today. So as you guys know, we always start our show off with a pule, which is prayer. So if you'll join me, mahalo ke okua, mahalo na amakua, mahalo na kakina. We thank you for this beautiful day here in North Texas and wherever you may be in the world, that your day is filled with love from Ke Okua, and that you know that feeling of love within you. Ke Okua, please open up this space of learning and sharing each other's manao and respecting one another in your aloha. Today is the final episode, and we thank you for giving us the courage and strength to start this show and to be able to maintain it for as long as we have. And without you in our lives, none of this would have been possible. Mahalo, ke okua, mahalo, na amakua, mahalo, na tokuna, mahalo, mahalo, mahalo. Whew. I got mean chicken skin there. Chicken skin, for those that don't know, goose pimples, goosebumps. But life is good. As I said, for me personally, I have been having to commute from North Texas to South Texas every few weeks because my elderly parents have been under the weather. And so, and as such, I am looking at, having to do that more and more because one is 79, the other is 80, and I'm not going to tell you which one's which because one of them doesn't like me saying how old they are. So, but at any rate, so I will be commuting a lot, and it's difficult for me to make that commitment because of being able to do this show, because sometimes I am in low spots with horrible cell phone signal. I feel like I'm doing the Verizon commercial. You know, can you hear me now? How about now? Can you hear me now? So, and that's not fair to you guys, for those of you that look for us consistently every Thursday, sharing our manao. So I will be doing more Periscope, and I will be learning about this Facebook Live. I have Periscope mastered. I really like it because it's an interactive, and I get to see your comments on the screen. And Facebook Live, I've listened to a few, and I see the comments in the chat, but I don't know. I haven't played with it yet, so I'm not sure. And, of course, Snapchat is one of the newer ones, and so is Blab, and I will be participating on one of those on a more consistent basis because I can go live anytime and, you know, share my mana'o for the day. So that is my plan to be able to connect with you guys. What else? You know, when we started the show, when Kaivi and I started the show, we came on board with no intention of, let me rephrase that. Our only intention was to share our aloha with you guys. There was nothing more than that. We we had a way of being able to communicate with everyone and a platform to do it, and we have made some really fantastic friends worldwide who are actually now more like ohana than just friends because of this Blog Talk platform. We're hoping maybe in the future that we'll be able to come back on and do, a radio show. But in the meantime, our projects, our local projects are taking a little bit more of our time. And so that's why you're going to be missing us. But the beauty of Blog Talk Radio, you can listen to the old shows. So there's a lot of information on each of the previous shows that we have put out there. And our focus is always going to be trust Keakua, trust God, trust your na'au. That is your inner guidance system, your sixth sense, your knowing. All of you have that innate gift of knowing. And as such, trust it. And the only way you're going to learn how to trust it is to listen to it, to feel it. And if you don't know how to do that, that's where the practice comes in. For those of you that maybe play cards or spades you have that gut instinct that, I should play these cards or I should hold these cards. Well, that gut instinct is the same thing as trusting your na'au. So if you, prime example. The other day my friend posted on Facebook, she was on her way home from a mini vacation with her girlfriend on Interstate 35. And here in Texas, Interstate 35 connects you from Mexico, because the southern point is Laredo, Texas, all the way up to Canada, and I believe it's going through Minnesota? The Dakotas. So it's a very long highway, it's very busy. So she was on her way home on Interstate 35, and she had a weird feeling that to get off the freeway. And so she needed to get gas, but she was waiting to get further up the freeway to do it. And something was telling her, no, get off now. And there was about 5 or 6 cars around her when she was driving. And so she went ahead and got off the freeway, got gas. And she gets back on the freeway. Those 5 or 6 cars that were around her, and they were driving kind of weird, she said, they ended up in a very big accident, all 6 of them or 5 of them. But she could have been involved in that if she wouldn't have listened to her na'au. And a lot of us say, we don't have that psychic gift. I like Long Island medium, but I don't think I can, I can't do that. But it's because she's open to receiving the messages of the loved ones. But she also trusts her inner knowing, her instincts. And that's what you have to do, because all of us have gifts within us, and we're all here for a purpose. We either are here to teach a lesson or learn a lesson. And once you figure that out, then life is much simpler. It's not as difficult or as challenging as it has been. So those are the things that, I know Kaidi may be with us a little bit later in the show. I'm just going to hang out for at least a half an hour because he is attending a doctor's appointment. So like I said, we've got just a lot going on. So it's just not fair to you guys. And I wanted to do an Ohuiho show. So that's what this is. But that's 2 of the big takeaways from us is trust God, trust your inner knowing, your divine guidance system, because it's not going to lead you astray. So that's number 1 on the list. Number 2 is do everything with aloha. And so what? You're not Hawaiian. That's okay. You can use the word aloha, There's no patent on the word aloha, or at least there better not be, because aloha is our divine gift from Keokua. It was our first gift Keokua gave us, is love. So get out there. Show more aloha. Share your love. And I have a friend. She's a new friend. She's actually a mom of my one of my very best friends. And when I write on my Facebook page, I always write, aloha, my loves, aloha something, because I love the energy that the aloha has. So if you love the energy behind it and how it feels off your lips, then say it. But most importantly, do it. Be the aloha. It's already in you. You just got to get rid of the opala and the trash and do it. Get in there and be the zen, you know, be the aloha. So, but, you know, if you can help your friend, help your friend. I saw a beautiful story on Facebook today that my cousin posted of a Waianae lifeguard with a gentleman who broke his back that is stuck to a wheelchair. He's an Army veteran. And he always wanted to learn to surf, but with a broke back, stuck to a wheelchair, almost impossible, right? So how do you think the story goes? So long story short is the lifeguard got his stand-up paddleboard, took the man out on the paddleboard. Well, first off, he carried the man on his back into the ocean. Then he got his paddleboard, put the man on the paddleboard, paddled out, and then they went surfing. How awesome is that? That is the kind of aloha, the unconditional love within you that you can share every day. Yeah, you're going, Crystal, you done lost your mind. You expect me to carry somebody on my back? No, I don't expect you to carry somebody on your back, but I do expect you to share your aloha. It's as simple as acknowledging the person in line in front of you. Maybe somebody's having a bad day, and all you have to do is, hey, how's it going? And smile. Yeah, you might have to listen to their story for, 30 seconds of, oh, having a hard day today, had a really rotten customer. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, but that's okay because now I'm here and I'm going to be your best customer. Yeah. You're making your brags because why? You're sharing your aloha because we all have been there. We all have had crap-ass days at our crap-ass job that were not appreciated. But when we have that one person that comes in with full of aloha and says, hey, how's it going? What can I do to make it easier for you? You know, just those simple comments shifts the energy within you. And what did they do? Did it cost them money? No. Cost them a few minutes of their time? Yes. You'll never get your time back. But the value that you give to the people when you share your aloha and your unconditional love is priceless. Better than the MasterCard commercial. You know, just taking that moment to show that you care for humanity. That's all. Simple. Simple stuff. Third. Number three. Of course, you know, I'm going to talk about the four pillars. Aloha, Malu, Leia, and Ike. So Malu is peace, yeah? So how are you going to find peace in a crazy, chaotic world? I live in North Texas, Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Four counties in what they consider this Metroplex. Kind of five because there's one little bitty one. That's close, but, and it's actually encompassing. But, yeah, so it's chaotic. Construction on every highway here in Texas. And then there's, you know, smaller highways under construction. Crazy, right? And you can grumble, grumble, grumble about it all day long. Or you can find your Zen space. How are you going to find Zen space? If you live in Honolulu, I always crack up because everybody grumbles about Honolulu traffic. Me, I laugh because I'm like, compared to Dallas traffic, this is crazy. But the thing of it is I've learned to adjust my attitude when it comes to things like traffic. You know why? Because I can show my gratitude. You guys grumbling, you standing in traffic for 1 hour. If you had to ride a horse and buggy like our ancestors did in the 1800s, how long do you think that 1 hour drive could take you? So what? So mahalo kea kua for this fine van I'm driving, because I get to get there in 1 hour instead of half the day. Because, you know, not all horses are going to follow. Listen, yeah, they're going to go. You want them to go faster? They're like, yeah, whatever. You can smack their okole all you like, but they know, like, move, right? So gratitude, you know. So that's how you're going to find your peace and your solitude. So when you're driving in traffic or you're having a challenging situation, okay, yeah, it's bad. But think about how difficult, bad, or challenging it was 20 years ago. 50 years ago, 100 years ago, 200 years ago. Because 200 years ago, guess what, Brada? You walking. Because most people, you know, didn't own a horse. Horses were expensive commodities. They're like cars. So what? So that 1 hour driving, how long going to take you for walk them? And, you know, this kid I hear, she's supersized. So it's going to take me a long time. I've got to stop. Got to drink plenty of water. So it'd take me all day long to walk that 1 hour drive and kiddos. Gratitude. Yep. You have to show your gratitude. That's how you're going to find, that's how you're going to have success with the four pillars of creation. Aloha, malu, lea, ike. So you have to start your day off with gratitude. When you wake up in the morning, oh, mahalo kea kua for this beautiful day. Hey, I'm in North Texas. We've been having rain like nobody's business. My yard is so saturated. My husband and I got to get the sump pump out and suck water so it'll go down to the field because it's standing in places that it never stood before. And I get prima donna dogs. They know, like, walk through the water. So I keep telling them, okay, well, they'll walk on the water. And it's, you know, like, walk through the water. So, and, but yet, I still wake up and, you know, mahalo kea kua. It's a good day. Why? Because I'm going to make it a good day. You know, it's up to you. You get to choose. Is it a good day or is it a bad day? Your choice. You know, I love that movie with Michelle Pfeiffer. It was about the schools and, you know, the kids were saying, hey, lady, you don't understand. We're bused here. She goes, you get a choice. You can choose to get on the bus or you can choose not to get on the bus. But still yet, you get a choice. And so there, and she told him, you know, you're choosing to get on the bus. You're doing better than the ones that choose not to get on the bus. So again, look at everything you do. You get a choice. You know, you get to choose, you know, drink coffee, drink tea, drink water. Your choice. Okay? So same thing. So every day, start with gratitude. Fill your heart with that aloha, you know, that wondrousness, the magnificence of our world. I was lucky enough, one of my very, very good friends picked me to do the 7-day nature challenge on Facebook. You know, post pictures of nature for 7 days. So I'm always in nature. I live in the country. By choice. I could live in town, but then I'd have to deal with all kinds of town issues. And living out in the country, I get to have 3 dogs, 3 cats, a parrot, and chickens. So it makes it fun and exciting somewhat. And other days it's like, oh, humbug. I got to go what? Feed the chickens. I got to go what? Go collect the eggs. You know, and then when they're sick, I got to put them in hospice, and then, you know, if they get too far bad, then, you know, we have to, you know, honor them and not let them suffer, right? So got to take care of that. So, yeah, not always easy living in the country and living the lifestyle we've chosen, but it's what we choose to do. We know that, you know, within 30 years, we may have to move in town because we wouldn't be able to continue to care for this many animals and an acre and a half and all the things we do. But when that time comes, we'll see. Okay, so gratitude and choices. So that was number three, gratitude. So you got to be in gratitude so you can have love, peace, joy, and wisdom. Lessons come in all shapes, sizes, and forms. And you may think that you got all the answers, but I promise you, a little child will teach you a lesson. If you're not laughing enough, then a child will teach you to laugh because they've got it wired. I had a client that they hired me to come and clear the energy in their home because they were experiencing electricity going on at odd hours. And so I explained that the reason it was going on was it was baby energy, and then I found out that the client had miscarried a baby, and I told her, I said, you know, this baby is coming and having coffee with you in the morning because you're not having enough fun. She's here to tell you, go out and have some fun. And when I told her that, she realized how right I was, that her life is running around the chicken with the head cut off because she's doing everything for her children and her husband, and she hasn't taken enough time for herself. So you got to remember, you got to take time for yourself. You know, we're superhuman. We can do it all, but we also need some R&R so that way we can rest our mind and be easy and always be gentle on yourself. Remember, you're the god or goddess in your world. And the things that you would tell your best friend, you got to do it for yourself. You have to take care of yourself. Taibi and I had this long conversation the other day about you got to do things for you first, yeah, because otherwise nobody else is going to benefit. And then if you, you know, fall per se, you know, have a breakdown, too stressed, get sick, who's going to suffer? You suffer first. And then everybody else, ripple. And then the rest of society, we all suffer. So when you're not feeling good, we all feel it. May not feel it in the sense of, oh, my God, you know, Susie in Topeka, Kansas is not feeling good. You know, not like that kind. But we all feel it because we're all connected, right? So that is mine and Kaidi's job and other light workers and other holistic workers, our job, to help empower you, to help you remind you to malama yourself, to care for yourself. So, number four, take care of yourself, right? I think I may have said something else at the beginning, but it all comes out to caring for yourself. You're the god and goddess. You know, Keakua doesn't make opala. That God does not make trash. You are awesome. You are wonderful. And it's wonderful to be selfish because you know why? The God in you loves being selfish. Yeah, God loves it when you're selfish because he knows that you're taking good care of yourself. Because why? You can do more of his work. We're supposed to be in service, right? So when we go to our jobs, we do the best job we can, right? When we go out with our friends, we be the best person we can be, right? So that's why it's good to be selfish. Now, self-centered and self-absorbed, that's a whole nother enchilada. But selfish is pono. That might be my new slogan. Selfish is pono. Now, not, you know, because people don't understand the concept of being selfish. Because most people think that if you don't share your toys or whatever, you're selfish. You know, we're taught to share, but sometimes we know that other people aren't going to take care of our things as well as we do. And if it breaks, then we get upset. So those are things about selfishness that we have to understand and learn. There's just differences about what selfish is. And so in my world, selfish is good. It means that I care enough about myself to take care of me. And when I take care of me, my whole household runs awesome because I'm in good health, I'm in good mind, and so that keeps everybody else on their toes, because if mom's doing well, then everybody else is eating well. Dad doesn't have to mess with feeding them and giving them treats and all that stuff. You know, that's mom's job, is to make sure everything's good that way. My husband and I split up our chores. Always have. You know, it's just he and I, so we've always worked together at doing our chores. Okay, so let's see. First was trust Kiakua and trust your na'au. Second, gratitude. Third, third was gratitude. Fourth, caring. Yeah, care for yourself. Malama yourself. Malama yourself. And I'm not sure if I have a fifth or any more down the way, but, you know, if you want, just listen to some of our previous episodes. The information is timeless. There is nothing I can say now that I haven't said before that I won't say in the future if you join me on my Periscopes or my Facebook or Snapchat or even on my website. It's, you know, love is the answer. I was struggling with the idea of giving up the radio show because I'm one of those kind of people. This is the type A personality in me of not, you know, surrendering or giving up or quitting, you know. But the reality is I was beginning to wear myself thin, which was not allowing me to malama myself like I needed to so I could be the best radio show host for you folks. And as such, I, you know, had to have that conversation with myself and with Kaigi to say, hey, I think, you know, I need to let the show go because I'm, you know, not able to commit 100%. So with that being said, so that happened a couple of days ago. Yesterday I had a little bit of a scare with my husband. I had to rush him to the emergency room because I thought he was maybe having a heart attack. He presented with chest pains and shortness of breath, and don't know what one of those looked like. Never been around anybody that had one, so went to take care of that. And then when my husband and I left the emergency room, thank God, it was bronchitis. And yes, bronchitis can be very serious, but was a heart attack, so I'm glad that, you know, that part of his body is running very optimum, but his lungs were not. So we stopped to get something to eat because we were in the emergency room for 5 hours and hadn't eaten anything, and so we got something to eat, and the music played an old song from my growing up days, from back in the day, and the song is Love is the Answer with England Dan and Don Seal, I think is the people look it up on YouTube, great song. And so mahalo Kiakua, I got the message. So love is the answer. That is what is going to carry you and propel you forward. And then I had to go to get the prescriptions because, of course, you know they're going to give you prescriptions because you went to the emergency room. And so I'm sitting there waiting for the prescriptions to get filled when a song came on by an artist that my aunt introduced me to, and I love this artist. You know, I love the music when my aunt introduced me to her because the music is very soulful and it will give you chicken skin. At least it did me, because it touched me on a whole spiritual level. And the artist is Rose Royce, and Royce like the car, yeah. And first name Rose, like that flower. But the song is Wish Upon a Star. And when I was in high school, because my aunt introduced me to a different song, but it was on the same album. And so when I was in high school, I bought the album. And this song was one of those songs that really moved me, Wish Upon a Star. And I was attempting to get the Love is an Answer up on my Spotify when that came on, and I was like, OMG, I cannot believe what a magnificent sign my aunt is sending, because she too is in spirit, And I'm like, okay, everybody, I got the message. I got it. So, yeah. So, you know, I got to love myself first, you guys. And I love all of you. And I appreciate you guys listening for this whole last year and a few months. And I'm hoping that, you know, life will be a different normal and that I could dedicate time to maybe a radio show and do this again. But if not, there's other avenues that you guys can connect with me and Kaivi and Brenda on. Brenda was only on with us for a few short shows. She got very busy with a retail project that came together just as we had talked to her about committing to the show. And I told her, I said, no worries. I said, you know, you need to do you, you know, and, you know, we can work this out later. So that's what we're doing here. So let's see. Yeah, I've been rambling. I didn't have any agenda per se for the show other than, you know, I wanted to give you guys my sincerest gratitude, Mahalo Nui, for listening to us for the last 14, 15 months. I'm not even sure how long we've been on the air. And, you know, it's very, I know I sound very chipper and happy, but I, you know, told my husband, I said, I got to put the happy girl face on because I want the show to be a good send-off. I don't want it to be the, oh, I'm going to miss you, get all mushy-mushy. Yeah, you know, I am a mushy-mushy girl, but I did all my mushy-mushy crying this morning before I got on the show, so that way it would be a bit out of my system. And, of course, if I start talking about it, I'm going to start crying, so let's change the subject. Okay, so we've, throughout our time on the air, we've talked and shared with you about Kiakua, Aloha, gratitude. The one thing that I have to add here now is clearing out your bowl, right? Because we hold, you know, your bowl of light. We take in so much opala, trash, from our day-to-day lives, our relationship with family, friends, coworkers, even the person at the grocery store. So Kaivi and I have talked about this in our previous shows about cutting aka cords, cutting that connection to people, place, or things. So that way, when you go to bed at night, your bowl of light is full of light and it's not full of opala. So, and it only takes a few minutes, right? And I like to, when I cut cords, then I ask Kiakua to fill it with the four pillars of creation, yeah? Aloha, Malulea, and Ike. And for those of you that don't know what those translate to, let me go over. Aloha is love, Malu is peace, Lea is joy, and Ike is wisdom. And those four pillars are the first four gifts from God that he gave us. So when, because I don't want to have, you know, if I'm cutting the cord and it's open, I don't want it to be open, right? I mean, I want to open and receive, but I want it to be filled with the four pillars, right? The four pillars of creation. So then that way it can discern what I come across, right? You know, whatever other energy. You know, and for those of you that may not know what energy is, you do. When you come up to a person and you just get into their personal space in that 3 foot of personal space and you realize, ooh, that one's not in a good mood, or ooh, that one's kind of not a nice person, and you don't even know them. That's energy, because you know them, because your body's going, ooh, that person's energy is wonky, I am stepping back, or, you know, I'm stepping away, or I'm going the other way, or I'm running, okay? So that's what energy is. So when I cut my cord, you know, I just ask Kua to come in, you know, and I make that cutting motion, you know, with, like, I'm cutting with a knife or a sword or whatever. And it helps, so that way you're more clear when you go to bed. And then remember I said gratitude? At nighttime, this is my regimen. So in the morning time when I wake up, I say three things I'm grateful for. And I always start out with, you know, Mahalo Ke Akua for giving me this beautiful day. Because I could have easily went into pole when I went to sleep, yes? So the first thing is, you know, Mahalo for the day, for waking up, you know, opening my eyes, breathing. Right? Yes, right? Okay. So I always say three things. Same. Sometimes it's the same three things. Sometimes it's different three things. Sometimes it's like, oh, Mahalo Ke Akua for getting me up on time because I'm running late now for an appointment. Yeah, you know, those things happen. The alarm doesn't go off. The electricity goes out. You know, all those kind of crazy things happen, yeah? So that's, you know, so that's my regimen, right? So, so after I do my three things, then I set my intention for the day. How do I want my day to go? If I have to work in town, I ask Ke Akua for, you know, traveling through traffic with grace and ease. I know, Crystal done lost her mind and she's drinking some crazy-ass Kool-Aid. Nah, I promise you, you try it, it works. The other day I had to work on on Good Friday in town in Dallas. And I had to go to my office. And the reason I'm laughing is because it was Good Friday. It was also spring break, and everybody in town has got someplace to go. And I had forgotten that I had that appointment when I set my intention for the day. So that intention was, you know, just for a nice and easy day is what I asked for. That was it. Nothing more. You know, I didn't, you know, get crazy. Because when you get crazy asking for too much stuff, sometimes it gets way wonky. So I just always keep it simple. I like being simple. So I'm driving, and traffic's a little bit nutty. And I told my husband, I'm like, oh, my goodness, what was I thinking working on Good Friday? He goes, it's just going to be like that because it's lunchtime, because I had to leave my house around lunchtime to go into Dallas. And I live about an hour and 15 minutes away. And so when I leave around lunchtime, you know, everybody's trying to get to a restaurant or something during lunch. And I'm going, yeah, you're right, babe. So went to the office, worked with my client, had some things I had to do at the office afterwards. And on the way home, I'm like, told my husband, I'm not sure which way to go, but I'll just go the regular way. That should be okay. And he goes, oh, but you got to go by Costco. And I'm like, for what? And he goes, dog food. So which means I have to go to a different Costco because not every one of the Costcos carries the same dog food that we like to buy our dogs. So that meant going the toll road. And I'm like, okay, sounds good. So we go. So I go, go up the toll road. And I'm thinking, oh, you know, traffic's going to be rough in, you know, XYZ spot. I got to my destination at Costco in record time for a rush hour traffic kind of day. Went into Costco, got, you know, the few items I needed to get, and then, you know, came on home, and I was just amazed at how everything went so nice and easy. And my husband goes, oh, traffic bad? I said, no, not really. I said, it's really moving. And, you know, everything's good. I said, you know, he goes, how slow are you going? I was like, not bad. I said, we're doing about 50. And he goes, wow. He goes, that's good for a Good Friday and everybody trying to get out to grandma's house. And I go, yeah. So that's why I said, you know, if you set your intention just for a nice, easy day. And that was all my intention was for that day because I had forgotten. I had a client. Usually I look at my calendar before I go to bed so that way I know what I'm going to do the next day. And that day I was fatigued and I just went to sleep. So I didn't care about nothing about what was going on the next day. And lo and behold, had a great day, had a great client. She and I had a blast. We had tons of fun with the session and great client. But anyways, That's what I'm saying. If you approach everything with gratitude, your attitude is going to amaze you. And people are going to want to know what kind of Kool-Aid you're drinking because they're going to want some of that Kool-Aid too. And that's why I said, you know, y'all think, oh, Crystal, done on on that crazy Kool-Aid. Yeah, it's called gratitude, being in the moment and loving God. Oh, that's another thing I want to reiterate, be in the moment. You know, we can't always plan our life for every second of the day for the next 30 years, right? Because even in the Bible it says, we're not promised tomorrow. We only have this moment. I think, I forget which scripture. I had a client that I worked with the other day that she was able to quote it for me, which was great. So that's what I'm saying for you guys. You know, be in the moment. You know, sometimes we got to say, what the heck? And just do something fun, you know? Now, I'm not saying be irresponsible and, you know, oh, I can't do that because Crystal said I need to always do something fun. Yeah, you still got to pay your bills, right? So you got to still work. But make it fun. Be happy. You know, the old saying, smile, make people think you're, wonder what you're up to. That was my favorite quote when I would go, when I had a corporate America job. Because it amazed me how many people went to work grumpy. You know, yeah, we all have to work. In this society, it requires that we have money, cash, you know. Back in the days, you traded chickens and pigs and whatnot, right? So you could have clothes and food and whatnot. So money's no different. It's just a different kind of chicken or a different kind of pig. No big deal. But you can still be happy. You know why? There's millions of people that are still unemployed. They'd love to have your job. And you do it. You do that job really well. Nobody does it better than you can, right? Now, not the attitude kind, you can. But you're already doing the job. So you know how for Jesus' house. So you may as well do it. Awesome. Why? Because if you do it so awesome, you could get a promotion? Whew, that's going to be a bad thing. What happens when you get a promotion? Get more money, maybe better hours, better schedule, depending if you're doing shift work, right? Get more money is always more helpful, right? But what if one of your customers sees how wonderful you are? They might try to steal you away, right? Offer you more money to come do the kind of job you're doing now. Woohoo! How awesome is that? Just do the best you can out there and be happy. There's a lot of people that are worse off than you are. You know, here in America, we grumble and we want $15 an hour minimum wage. You know that people in other countries only make maybe $1, $1.50 a day for a wage in horrible conditions? Yeah. And they do it because they have to eat, yeah? And so if you're here in the, you know, in a civilized world, then be happy. Because you're much better off than somebody else is doing something maybe similar, right? So you look for your opportunities. Look for your opportunities. I don't know if you guys know or not, but I'm involved with two network marketing companies. One, because I like to travel, and so I joined Hop Rockets Travel. The website is AlohaCrystalTravel.com for a 14-day free trial, and you can book travel up to 1 year in advance. So that website is for the 14-day free trial. Now, if you're into network marketing like I am, I'm not the pushy kind. Hey, you know, gotta join. I'm not that kind of person. I just, you know, share my story, and I have saved money with Hop Rockets. It's been a good business opportunity for me. And so if you're interested in the business aspect of it, go to this website. And you can join the 14-day free trial on this one too, but it also gives you the opportunity to join the business aspect of it. So that website is celebritystyletravel.com. And so AlohaCrystalTravel.com or CelebrityStyleTravel.com. Either one of those you can get the 14-day free trial if you want to join. And you can join as a business member after the 14-day free trial. But, you know, if you guys, you know, want to do the weekend getaway, we've got phenomenal rates on hotels, you know. And so that is why I joined that network marketing company. The second one is Young Living Essential Oils. And that one you'll have to contact me directly on my website at crystal@alohacrystal.com because I do not have a website for the essential oils yet. I used to, but the company that I had signed up with, they weren't FDA and FTC compliant. And what that means in English is they put me in jeopardy of losing my license to be able to be with Young Living Essential Oils. And I love my essential oils for various reasons. And you're going to have to start following me on my blog. And I will be sharing some more of our story on how we are not completely chemical free in my house, but we are working towards it. And so you can follow my journey on getting chemical free on our cleaning products. So that's what my husband and I have been doing. And so it's Young Living Essential Oils, great company. And one thing that I loved about both companies is that we have charity programs that we do special things for people that have less. So that it was my main focus on why I joined both of them compared to other travel companies or other essential oil companies because of kind of work that they do for the community. So though that was my part of my driving force. I love saving money. I love traveling. And Hop Rockets, they offer business members trips that we can take. And when we go on these trips, we have a charity organization that's already set up within the company. And the first trip they went on they did a cruise, and one day they delivered school supplies in Haiti for this school. And if you've ever been around people that were suffering in lack, donating school supplies may not sound like a whole lot to you, but if you don't have, it's the world. The other trip that they took, I wasn't able to go because, again, I have been with my senior citizen elderly folks and was somewhere in Central America. I don't remember. Punta Cana. And there they went to an orphanage and donated brand new clothes. You know, everyone packed a suitcase of clothes for the orphanage in various sizes. So those are, you know, two of the programs that Hop Rockets have done, and they'll be doing another one because they do a trip every quarter. And, you know, and they've also already set up funds for both companies for Ecuador and Japan to help donate because both of those countries have been suffering earthquakes, right? So I always look at companies that have really good charity programs as well as really good products. And Lord knows I get pitched by everyone. The other day I got pitched by one of my friends that moved from Hawaii to here to Texas, and he sends me a message, "Hey, Auntie, you ever hear of this product? I joined to be a business. Check out my website," you know, and it's like, yeah, thank you, but no thank you, you know, because I get pitched so much from so many different people because I do have an outgoing personality. Everybody thinks that I am a hardcore network marketing driver. I am not. I share the information. I'll share my story. And when you guys see me out there on the road making money, you know, on my traveling or off my essential oils, you know, because people do things by example. If you're setting the example and the tone, then that's it. So I am the no-pressure kind of person. You know, I am very Hawaiian in the aspect of, hey, you know, you like time out? Sure. Okay. If no light, no problem. Okay. So off my network marketing soapbox there, because that's who paid for, I split the money between both companies to pay for a radio show this month out of their funds. So I could have a sponsor. Those are my sponsors. All righty. So, it is 2:50. Can you guys believe it? I have been talking for 50 minutes. Got to hold on a second. I got to have a little water break. Okay, so I'm going to close here because I only have 10 minutes left, and unfortunately, Kai Evie is not with us. So, and that's okay. Maybe he can jump in and do his own few-minute show about our Ahuiho Malama Puno, or our Ahuiho show. And Ahuiho, as you guys know, does not mean goodbye. It means farewell. We'll see you again soon. So, let's see. I'm going to do some plugging for the next 10 minutes. Kaiivi is a very gifted, because he's a very humble person, and he is a very gifted psychic medium, healer, kahu. And so if you're in Hawaii or you're going to come to Hawaii, check him out. You know, go to his website, hoolafoundation.com. That's H-O-O-L-A foundation.com. And he has started teaching again, and so you got to, you know, if you're going to be in Hawaii, you know, come when he's teaching. So you have an opportunity to work with him. Great instructor, very humble, very aloha. And I think he has such magnificent energy and magnificent mana'o to share with people. And that was part of the driving force of us doing the show together, because I wanted to get him more out there, because he is a really, really good person. I really enjoy having him as my friend, as my ohana, and having him as my radio show partner. Great, great guy. So if you have an opportunity to be in Hawaii and need a reading, healing, want to get married, he can do it. So, yeah, Kaiivi is a kahu. And his email is hoolafoundation@gmail.com. So that's H-O-O-L-A foundation, F-O-U-N-D-A-T-I-O-N @gmail.com. So that's how you're going to get in touch with Kaiivi Ahi. He's also on Facebook under Douglas Ahi. A-H-H-E-E is his last name. So I'm really, really proud to be his friend, and for him to have taken me on this incredible journey of enlightenment and empowerment. Okay, so that's Kaiivi. My friend Brenda Robards, I met her here at a psychic fair that she and I worked here in Dallas when she had returned from Maui. She was, you know, had moved back to Texas because she grew up here in Texas in the Dallas area and was moving back from Hawaii. And she was afraid that I was going to be offended because she was saying, you know, that she came from Hawaii. And why? Because she'd just gotten off. I mean, she was FOP, fresh off the plane. So, but then, needless to say, she and I developed a very sincere, friendship and ohana ship. Again, she is in my ohana, part of my family. And Brenda is a very gifted, very humble, sweet girl. Psychic medium, energy healer. She does card readings as well. She loves fishing and hunting. She is an all-around super chick. And she is on the island of Maui. So if you need, or if you're in Maui, give her, give her a jingle via email, because at this point I only have email information for her, for all of us, because I don't have Yeah, I just have email information. So at any rate, so to get in contact with Brenda, hi, look who joined us, Kaivi. So let me get Brenda's information, and I'm going to put Kaivi on the call with us here in a second. So Brenda Robards is BrendaRobards.com, and her website is her website, and her email is Brenda@BrendaRobards.com. So that's Brenda, B-R-E-N-D-A, last name is Robards, R-O-B-A-R-D-S.com. And so then Brenda@BrendaRobards.com. But very, you know, both of them extremely gifted healers, readers, and kahus, ministers. They can also marry you. So if you're getting married, know somebody wanting to get married, have a destination wedding in Maui or Oahu, Brenda and Kaivi are your people. And if you want me to do it, well, I'm in Texas, so you're going to have to give me more notice than the weekend kind of stuff, which sometimes my friends do to me now of, hey, let's get married. You know, I want to get married next weekend. Can you marry us? Yeah, you know, or no, depending on my schedule. But so anyway, so for me to perform a Hawaii wedding, I have to have more notice. So, anyways, okay. Aloha, Kaivi.
Hello there, aloha. Just made it.
Yeah, you just made it. So I was just finishing plugging us. So I hadn't gotten to me yet, but I was, just plugging you and Brenda. So, I'm glad you were able to join us.
I thank you. And then go ahead and plug you now, right now, because I was enjoying listening to you. So go ahead, and then we can chat before the time's up.
Okay, so if you want to get a healing session reading, because I read differently than Brenda and Kaivi do, I'm more of an empath. And so my messages come through, but they just, you know, I'm not like Kaivi that he gets to see dead people. No. So mine are different, but mine are right on. So I'm in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and you can reach me at crystal@alohacrystal.com or just go to my website, which is alohacrystal.com. For more information, and I'm teaching classes here in Dallas as well. So, and I will be, the plan is to teach while I'm down with my senior citizen folks to try to get on a more regular schedule so then that way I have my commitment. And so that's going to be in the San Antonio area as well. And I'm going to do a couple of weird things. I will be doing some teleseminars and some webinars on just life coaching, energy healing, and, you know, just talking story and sharing that kind of stuff. So still working on the platform. But if you're going to be in the Dallas-Fort Worth area and if you know where Little Elm, Texas is, I'm going to be doing a heal by on New Moon, February the 6th. Which is, I believe, a Friday of, not February, May 6th, right before my birthday, because my birthday is May 8th. So I figured, yeah, good time to do a HUVI. So I'm going to be doing a HUVI at Little Elm Beach Park over at the Sandy Park, provided we can, one, get to it, because we have had crazy amounts of rain, and I've been praying for the poor people in Houston, because they have been having a horrendous amount of rain. So we might need to, all this fencing that I just ordered to fix my fence, I may need to make a boat for the guys down in Houston. So, so at any rate, so for those of you that don't know what a HUVI is, it is a, just a short synopsis. It's just a cleansing, you know, so you, it's a conscious cleansing of getting rid of the opala and allowing the, normally we do this in the ocean in Hawaii, but, you know, no more ocean here, so we're doing the lake. So the kai or the vi is actually going to wash it away. So sort of like washing away your sins, per se, maybe more of on that Christian line. But it's to just help get rid of that trash and, you know, have that consciousness to empty out that bowl of light completely and just fill it up with goodness and yumminess. So
perfect.
And, yeah, so that's pretty much what I'm up to. So, Kaidi, I just want to touch base so that way you know what I have talked about at the beginning of the show. I just recapped for everybody a few things that I know that are very, that you and I hold very important and dear to our heart. And the first thing was to trust Keakua and trust your Na'au. The second thing was to be in gratitude.
To always.
Be in gratitude, you know. The third thing
always.
Was to malama yourself, you know.
Yep.
So, and I kind of forgot what the fourth one was.
That's
so,
okay.
So, because I kind of got into rambling and stuff, but you know, the basics, you know, I just wanted to make sure that people understood that, you know, that everything that we share is all within us, but getting started is always the challenge, you know, and for them to, you know, feel free to listen to previous shows so that way, because it's going to stay on the archives, and so they can
mm-hmm.
always listen to the previous, you know, previous shows, and that
mm-hmm.
oh, the other one was emptying out the bowl and, you know, cutting off the cords and, you know, leaving the bowl full of light every night before we go to bed. So,
exactly. Perfect.
Yeah.
No, perfect. And I know we have a, I'm not sure on the time, but, you know, again, it's everything that we've shared, and I got to thank Crystal. She lit a fire. She kicked me. She pushed me. And, again, all that she has done wasn't only for me, but it was also for everyone else, you know. And sometimes we do need that push, that kick, that shove, to step into that authenticness of life. And so, again, I thank Crystal, and I got in on the tail end of what she said, which is so true. In the Hawaiian language, aloha is, you know, everything, love, hello. But I also want to say that, you know, one of the things they pushed and we learned is a hui ho. A hui ho is never a goodbye until we meet again, right? And that's it. We're all connected. And this is so strong of us that we all have our journeys. We all have our journeys to take. And we've come a long way, Crystal and I. And I think hopefully those that listened and partook of what we could share a little bit. And, you know, again, this journey that we are on, it'll continually open up for each of us.
Right.
And so,
it
Crystal, I thank
and
you. Yes.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah, we just expand and evolve, you know, and that's what's going on right now, you know, and that's, as I was telling our listeners before, that, you know, we're not able to, you know, be completely of service on the show, and that's why we're having to step away at this time, but that doesn't
mm-hmm.
mean they can't find us on Periscope or Blab or Snapchat.
Exactly.
You know,
mm-hmm.
as we incorporate all those other medias into our life. And, you know, the one thing that I did like about Periscope when I was Periscoping is the, you know, how quickly you can do it and get on and chat for 10, 15 minutes, an hour, however long, you know, you can
mm-hmm.
dedicate, you know, and commit time. And I've met some really lovely people because of that medium. So
mm-hmm.
we just, you know, we have to just continue to keep growing and allowing ourselves to expand and empower each other. So,
exactly.
Yeah. But no,
exactly.
Yeah, I booked this show because I didn't know if you were going to be able to join us. And so I was like, well, you know, I've been talking for almost, you know, 50 minutes. And then I noticed you jumped on.
But that's okay.
Yeah. So, but no, it's been a wonderful journey, and I, you know, and I'm so blessed and so grateful that you, you know, joined me, Kaivi, you know, on this adventure, and Brenda as well. So, you know, that we can share our Manaon, you know, to help people realize that, you know, we don't have all the answers either. You know, we take one day at a time, but, you know, we look at it with grace and ease, and sometimes we don't, you know. And I talked about it one time, you know, about having that then bitching session, honor those negative emotions. So then that way, okay, now it's done. Bury the horse and keep on going.
There we go. That's it. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yeah. So it's been, like I said, it's been a very fabulous journey for me, and I've learned so much from you, Kaivi. There's not enough words in any language to express my gratitude for you donating your time and your gift of aloha with me and our listeners. There's, I can't even begin to say how much gratitude is in my heart for you, knowing that, you know, you've got two girls and your wife, and, you know, you've got a life as well, and donating the time and the commitment that it takes to do the show every week. I am so grateful for that.
And the same here. Again, you know, we started out as two strangers, and now we're family. So
exactly.
But thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for giving me the opportunity again. So thank you. I got to thank you so much. Oh, okay.
So.
I made it.
Okay.
Just wanted to say me.
Okay. So before we go and say ohui ho, because you always have the most beautiful and gracious pules, can you send us out with a pule so that way our listeners can feel more empowered and, you know that they are not alone, that we are here for them?
Okay. Whew, take a deep breath. Exhale. And breathe that ha out. Mahalo kia kua. Mahalo kia kua. Mahalo kia kua. Mahalo na umakua. Our guides. Mahalo na kupuna. Our ohana. Our loved ones. Through the grace of kia kua, through the grace of God, we thank you for all that you have provided, all that you have given us. Each day you provide us with a new day, new beginnings to let go and clear. And today we embark on a new beginning, and not only us, but to those that have listened to us faithfully. We thank you, Kekua, for allowing these new beginnings, not only for us, but to all those that look forward to a new beginning. We thank you, and we open up all that we have to you, Kekua, and we ask that you bless us with so much abundance of life. And we open up with this gratitude and appreciation for this radio show, for all that those that have listened to us. We thank you, Kia Kua. We ask Nakupuna Naomakua to go with us in this journey of life until we meet again. We bid a fond aloha and ahui ho, malama pono, mahalo Kia Kua. We release this prayers. Amama wano. It is given. It is free. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Kaivi. That was beautiful. And I feel new. No, because it's really, you know, it's so interesting how nature it has such a big impact on us, right? And so as I was doing the show today, it was a little bit sunny, and as my heart was getting a little sad because I was closing out and closing for the show, I noticed that the clouds had gotten dark and gray. And then as you and I had started talking a little bit, and then when I asked you for the pule, the sun came brightly shining, and it's, you know, so the whatever big cloud was out there is gone, and now it's really just more bright and full of light. And I'm like, oh, what a, you know. So, and for me, that was my message from Keokua of like, look, see, ta-da, here's the light, you know. And so it's like, yay. Okay, yeah,
I
know. I'm
horny. I see you. No, I see you.
So for our final send-off, you guys, thank you so much for this time that you have shared with us. I appreciate it immensely. Mahalo ke okua for everything. Mahalo kaidi, mahalo Brenda. And aloha, my loves. Ahui ho, malama pono. Kaidi?
Malama pono, ahui ho, and thank you again. Our hearts swell in gratitude and appreciation. And now we're off into the wild blue yonder. And I know I heard you tell everyone where they can find us. So ahui ho, malama pono. Aloha.
Aloha.